Welcome to Bookish Podcast with Kath and Al, a podcast about books-ish. A quick disclaimer before we start, there may be some spoilers, so please save the episode for later if you don't want any. And also, please follow us on social at We Are Bookish Pod. We hope you enjoy.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Hey! Hi, guys!
Hi!
It's recording now. Hi! How is everyone? Hi.
Hello,
okay,
hello.
Guys, you would have heard that that is a different voice to the one that is Kath and not me, obviously. Today is a very special episode of Bookish. It's a bonus episode. It's going to be completely different to what we normally do. Today, it's kind of like our indie book corner. Yeah, an indie book corner, I would say. So would you not, Kath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to brand it.
Corner. Today,
our branding heads
on. We need to brand it. We're going to... Today we have a very special guest. Her name is Taru. She is an influencer with quite the following on her hilarious Instagram page. It's a comedy page called Drop That Trash. There she shares elegant images of herself with hilarious captions centered around dating. And you know me and Kath like to talk about dating on this podcast. And every Thursday you can catch her for Tinder Thursdays, which is a series where she shares her Tinder conversations, which are highly amusing. Recently she has also become a writer, and she co-wrote a book with one of her closest friends about her dating life, and it's called Girl Get the Wine, which you can get on Amazon. And not to brag, but she's also one of my bestest friends. So we'd like to welcome you today, Taru Messenger.
Thank you. Thank you. I love that hype. Thank you so much.
How are you?
And I'm very good. Thank you. Very good. I can reveal that I actually asked Eleanor to be like, she's one of my best friends. I asked her to say that. So thank you for saying that. It's like, make sure they know. They need to know connection.
Definitely. That's important.
Girl, you're too, you mean. Piss on that territory. She's my best friend. No, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Like, I am so excited to bring the world this book because it's hilarious, and I feel, as one of your best friends, I got a window into some of this unfolding in real time, so to see it in prose is quite the achievement, so you should be very proud of yourself, and we're very happy to host you. So yes,
we're very happy.
We've both read the book, and it was hilarious.
Just to clarify, we have actually read the book.
I appreciate that, so thank you. I actually haven't read it. I haven't read it since we published it. I haven't read it again.
Oh, that's fair enough. I don't think I could reread something that I've spent so long on.
Yeah, I haven't, yeah.
Do you think you'll ever go back to reading it? Do you think you'll revisit it at some point?
Definitely, yeah. But at the end, because it was just editing, so it was literally just going over and over and over and over again, the same stories every single day. We literally did every single day for 5 hours editing. So since that, I was like, be a step back, but then sometimes I open some random page and I'm like, I'm funny.
Well, okay, well, tell us a bit about the writing process then. How did you find it, and why do you want to write this book?
Well, I think, well, you know this, Elle, but I always knew that my life's been such a story, and not just any story, like embarrassing comedy story. So I just somehow like get these crazy stories, and mainly it's been around dating. So me embarrassing myself, or just some really weird thing happen, or I meet some very strange person. So because of all that, it was during lockdown last year. I was like, okay, I need to do something to use these stories. And then I got the idea. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to write a book about it. So I can't be like, oh, it's been my childhood dream. No. It actually never been my dream to write a book. No, I got the idea with my friend after a bottle of wine in November, and then we were like, yep, let's do it. Then, yeah, we did it.
Nice.
I like that you're honest about the fact that you haven't, like, always wanted to write a book and, like, yeah. Because, like, also, they say that there's a novel in absolutely everyone, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like if you motivate that inspired enough, you can just do it. But, yeah, no, yeah. I've always felt passionate that I want to share my story, so usually I've been sharing it with all my friends, every single person who knows me, everyone. But now I was like, yep, I can make it even bigger scale now.
Amazing. And you co-wrote the book, so how was that, doing that with another person?
It was actually really, really easy, I think, because we already knew the stories. The stories are true. All the characters are changed. So no man out there, do not try to get me in trouble. I protect everyone's identity. Don't even start. But the situations are true. So I think because everything was exactly how it happened, it was quite easy. And we only had one, well, she will hate when I say that, but one fight. She say it wasn't fight, it was frustration. And she will listen to this. So it was a little bit of arguments. It was about intro, because that wasn't actually one of the stories. That was something we have to, like, put our creative touch into it. And we had a long day of writing and we got just so frustrated. She's so patient and I'm the one who gets frustrated. So within like 15 minutes, I was sitting there like crossing my arms and being like, I'm fine. But we solved this very quickly and it was literally just 15 minutes. But besides that, actually the writing process was super easy. I think the hardest part of was actually getting the feedback from the editor, because we had professional editor. And imagine you've been writing something you are so passionate about for months and you are like, this is the best book in the world. Then you send it to someone else and she's like, yeah, it's good, but change this, and this. Yeah, we were like half day, we were like, like, what are we gonna do? We just put it bin whole thing, but then we're like, okay, let's sit down and see what she said. And yeah, she even made, obviously that's her job, but she made the book even better. So that was definitely the hardest, to receive the feedback from her.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's always hard to get feedback, I think.
Yeah, I'm a bit grumpy when someone gives me feedback sometimes. But the book's like all about like dating and like bad dating stories, some of them funny, some of them bad. But in our first episode, we looked at Dolly Alderton's Ghosts. Did you listen to the episode?
Yes. Yeah. I need to read that book. So I got it and I'm going to read it in plane tomorrow.
Oh, it's because, really good.
Because
it's
of your episode. Now. Yes. Yeah. So I order it and nice. I'm going to read it.
But they talk about really bad dating stories in like the two friends in that book. Ellie, you're going to need to ask this question because you can pronounce it and I can't.
Schadenfreude, is that right? We got it wrong so badly.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, my friend that lives in Germany, she sent me a voice note and she was like, you two are hilarious, that is not how you say that word.
Really? That's funny.
What can I say? We're not German. We can't say it. We want to know your Schadenfreude stories. Now, actually, your book is full of your own. But the Schadenfreude stories, for anyone who hasn't listened to the first episode, is it was a part of the story where the girls would share their the worst dating stories they ever heard in an attempt to make them feel better about themselves and their situations. So, Taru, what is the worst dating story you have ever heard that's made you feel better about some of the stories you've heard in your own book, that you've written in your own book?
Well, we were talking earlier about Elle's story. I do love that. I do love Elle's worst story. I have a quick one, but I feel like when Elle tells her story, mine just got up. So I think mine, I was thinking about it, because usually it's like, like things what happened to me, but I have one. That was when I just moved to London and I'm living with my best friend. And she was getting ready for this date with this guy. Really nice guy. I think he worked in finance, if I believe right. And that time she had spoken to him maybe 2 weeks and she was, yeah, she was excited. He was like tall, good looking guy. The chat was really nice. And she, we were living together and she was getting ready to date. And I was like, okay, like I'm going to go to our other friend's house for some drinks. So have a good date and I'll see you tomorrow. And she's like, yeah, like have a good night. See ya. So I went to my friend's house and then my friend was chatting with this guy in Instagram and the guy saw my photo and the guy was like, hey, like what's about with her? Like, is she free tonight? Like maybe I can take her for a date or something. And I was like, oh, like, ooh, maybe. And then my friend was telling me like, oh, this guy's really good. He works in finance. He's tall. He's good looking. Like, I think you should do it. And I was like, maybe like give my number to him and I will think about it. And then when my friend went to his profile to give my number, I was like, oh, shit, that's the same guy that my best friend is going on a date the same night. Yeah, yeah. So I called my best friend. I was like, girl, is it him? Is it him? And he was like, yep, same guy. And I was like, okay, can you come here? Because he just invited me to go to his house so we both can go. So she came to my friend's house. And then the guy was like, oh, come over. I want to see you. You can stay here for the night. And me playing the game, I was like, oh, yeah, of course. So I went there. We took Uber there. It was somewhere in Putney in London. Went there, knocked the door. He opens the door. He hugs me. Then he looks at my friend behind me and he's like, and then he just closes the door and yeah, we go out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was like, I don't know for who it was the worst, but yeah. But yeah.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm so glad you went over there.
What did you do when he closed the door on you?
We laughed. We laughed and we were like, job done. Let's go out. But I felt so bad for my best friend because she was literally so excited for this date. Like they'd been chatting for a while and yeah. But it's so funny. London, is such, London is such a big city. And things like this happen, so it's...
Yeah. Dodged a bullet, definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can top that. Actually.
Yes, you can.
No, I'm nervous for you to tell your story, Ellie.
Yes, you can. Your story is so
good. It's like
good.
My favourite story to tell.
It is my favourite, yeah. It's my favourite story.
It's my favourite story to tell. Yeah, you know, well, you know her. And I'm allowed to tell this. Both girls have said that I'm allowed to tell it. But it's, can I just say, this is to anyone listening. If you have a partner that is on holiday, do not dump them while they're on holiday, when they're on holiday. And do not do it over text. Don't do it.
Rule number one.
Don't dump someone when they're on holiday. Not over WhatsApp. Not when they're about to go to Disneyland, can I just say? Because it's shit for her. It's also shit for anyone else that's with them. It's crap. Basically,
we're in Ellie's holiday.
It actually did. I went to Disneyland with the most miserable person on earth. We went to the happiest place on earth. Miserable person on earth. So to give some detail, I'm in LA. I'm in LA with like two of my closest friends. Like I will travel anywhere with them if they call me tomorrow. Absolutely love them. And oh God, there was just so much to the story. Where do we start? So we're about to go to Disneyland. It's like a Monday morning or something like that. And we'd been out the night before. And we said we weren't going to have any BNOs, no big nights out, right? Because we know that Panda has an interview at 7 a.m. and we have to move the car at 6. So we have to be in by sensible time. But because it's me and everyone knows what I'm like, I don't go home at sensible times. We didn't rock in
never.
Until about after 5.
Never goes home at a sensible time.
Just doesn't happen. never goes home at a sensible time. We came home, had 40 minutes sleep in the hostel, and then had to get up and move the car. So when we went up to move the car, we woke Panda up for her interview. And we moved the car, not without incident, because someone had to get out of their house and help us parallel park. This is why you don't go out all night and then try and move a car. Do as I say, not as I do. Don't do it. It's not cool. But we went back to the hostel. So it took us about an hour to move the car. And then we went back to the hostel. And you have to understand, we were on a 3-week holiday. And for a week and a half, my girl is like, I like this guy. We connect on every level, sexually, physically, spiritually, emotionally. He's the one. Literally every day they're talking back and forth. He's given her no clue, no sign of anything that's up. Literally, we're in the kitchen in the hostel, cooking lunch, making breakfast, right? It's like gone 8 o'clock. My other friend's on like an interview, drunk, wasted on an interview. She got the job, she'll let you know. But we're like, yeah, it's all good. She's like, oh, Enrique, yeah, he's great. This is the one. And then all of a sudden I hear her, nah! And this phone goes flying across the hostel kitchen. I'm like, what's wrong? And she's literally swearing and cussing and ranting in Swedish. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. And then she like picks up her phone and she shoves it in front of me. Again, it's all in Swedish. I don't know what she's saying. And I'm like, girl, you need to English.
Translate, please.
She's like, I told you. Translate. Please Google Translate what you're trying to tell me. Basically, he sent her a text with the age-old line, I'm going back to my ex. And I could not believe it. My heart dropped because he was only there 10 minutes ago talking to her about what she was going to do with it. Literally, there was no signs of it. Nothing to say. He didn't fade. He didn't start ghosting her on holiday. He was talking to her every day, like nothing was up. So he's like, yeah, since you've been gone for the week and a half, everything has changed and I'm in love with this guy. Literally a paragraph about how he was in love with this other guy. Ugh. If I could get on a plane to Sweden and punch him, I would have. I've never been so angry in my life.
Violence.
So that's going on. She's having a massive freak out. When I tell you she threw her toys out of the pram, rightly so, she threw her toys out of the pram. So my friend got really wasted the night before because it wasn't her turn to drive for the next couple of days. It was the friend we're talking about now who just got dumped. She goes, I'm not driving. I'm not going to Disneyland. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And I'm like, oh, girl, we kind of need you to do something. Because poor Panda here is wasted on an interview. Because she thought she didn't have to drive. She goes, I'm not driving. Anyway, Panda comes in skipping. She's on the interview for 2 hours. I'm sat here going, girl, where is she? Like everything's blowing up a storm. She's on this interview. She comes skipping and going, oh, it was great. And I'm like, stop. And she's like, everything okay? And I'm like, I say to my friend that's got dumped, I'm just like, look, girl, why don't you go have a shower, walk it off, get some coffee, I'll sort out lunch here, like go get ready. And when she's gone to get ready, I've filled in Panda about what's going on. I'm like, look, Enrique's just text her to dump her. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yes. So I was like, just to let you know, also you're now driving. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah. So she's like, but I can't, I'm so drunk. And I'm like, I know. But the plan was we're not staying in the hostel another night. There wasn't another room. We couldn't stay there. We had to keep going. The Airbnb in like Huntington Beach was waiting for us. And the plan was to go to Disneyland. So yeah, anyway, we all pack up and we go. And it's literally just like the worst day ever for all of us, because we are, like I said, we were in Disneyland with the most miserable person. And the first ride we went on was a happily ever after ride with all the Disney princesses talking about their Prince Charming and that happily. If I said I wanted the hole to swallow me, if I wanted the ground to swallow me, it was in that.
Why did you go on that ride?
Exactly. I met my Prince Charming and we lived happily ever after. Oh, it was really horrible. And like I said, we've got some fantastic photos from the day because she started to come around towards the end. It was only when we got like the mini bands that you can get in the shop. And we were like, oh, do you mind taking a photo for us? She said yes, but she said no to everything else. And when she did, she took this selfie and it just sums up the day like perfectly. It was the most awkward day of my life. And we were like, oh, poor girl. Honestly, really poor girl. But, you know, after a few days, we were like, you know what? The best way to get over a guy is to get under another one. And that's what she did. So good on you.
That's the best way.
Honestly not my favourite. It's the best way. It honestly was the worst thing because the girl, like, she wanted so much to be settled and in a relationship, and this was the guy, and he just completely let her down. And I can talk about it now because it's funny now, just because it was like insane. I've got one drunk friend on an interview coming in like the other one that's like having kittens in the corner, and you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh my god,
moving past drunk. Yeah. It was insane. It was just the hijinks of it all. And then it was just like the walking into like place, going to the happiest place on earth, and then like going to rides that were like happily ever after and Prince Charming and all this. And it was just like, oh, Mickey, I've got a picture of me and Mickey, and Mickey's like, oh my god, and he gets on one knee and presents a box and she's sitting scowling in the corner. Hilarious.
Nah, Disneyland has got in the worst place she could be in that situation.
No, it really was. But the moral is, don't dump someone when they're on holiday. It's not very nice. Like, and I don't know what changed.
Exactly.
I don't know why he couldn't wait a week till she was back. Like, the disrespect.
The amount of guys that go back to their exes as well, like...
Yeah. But is that just a line, guys? Ridiculous. Is that a line that they give because it's easy, or is that the truth?
I think so. No, I think it's the easiest line.
Having said that, a guy that I had a thing with that literally travelled across the country to come and see me and missed his rugby tour at the end of the weekend was like texting me on the train back, being like, oh, by the way, I'm getting back with my ex. Please don't tell anyone I slept in your room. And then... Yeah, and then he, like, literally about a week ago married her. So, yeah, like, this was, like, maybe 8 years ago. Yeah, and then, like, he married her the other day. So it wasn't a line for him. Like,
I guess.
He genuinely just came to see me for the weekend, and then he's now married that girl.
Oh, wow.
I told everyone that he slept in my room, so she did find out, but, like...
Good. I
was also, yeah. Mum, if you're listening,
he didn't sleep in my room.
Actually, to be fair, someone I was dating went back with his ex and they're married and have a kid now. So it does happen.
It's because they don't realise what they like. For the other girl, they've left them, and then they're like, oh, actually, what I had was quite good, but I was just an idiot, so...
Yeah, that's the issue. Yeah. They never see what they have until they leave
it. Yeah.
Typical.
I just don't want you to work that out with me, please.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Don't want you to realise what you had when it was gone with me, please.
Yeah.
Not
I have feelings.
Cool.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
Anyway... In your book, Taru, you leave lots of pages at the back of the book for stories like this. So can you tell us what inspired you to do that for people to sort of document their own dating history?
Well, honestly, because the editor ripped our book, we have to remove one story. And then we had all these extra pages. So that's the real story. But when we were thinking about how we're going to use the extra stories, I actually have this dating book at home with my best friend that we write down all the dates we've been. And it's just so much fun to look back of those. And also, I also want to make people feel like that they are the main characters in their own story, in their own book. Like, you date who you want as long as you're single. You date who you want. If it's for fun, do it. If it's for something serious, do it because you are the main character in your story, in your book. So we wanted to really include the reader and wanted him to feel like part of the story as well, because everybody is main character in their own story.
I love that. Oh, I love that. Main character energy.
Oh, I
are the main character, like, sorry.
Main character, yeah. But we are. Everybody is main character in their own story, but people need to realise that more.
Yeah. And you are literally the main character in your book.
I think also knowing that you're the main character in your story and owning that energy can give you a sense of confidence. I think that's helpful in a way. Having main character energy, like owning it and knowing it for yourself, I think that can help someone's confidence somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Own it, girl. Or guy. Or everyone in between. With each story, you have wine pairings or drink pairings. So can you tell us a little bit about that? Why the wine pairings? Why the drink pairings? And then how did you choose what pairing went with each story?
That was actually one of the... So the first night when we even start talking about the book, we chose the name and wine pairings. We were like, we need to have wine pairings. The wine pairings came because we actually never seen that. Like, I think it's very, very unique thing to our book. We've never seen that before. So that came from that. And if I think of for myself, I'm usually the one who tells story and I have some sort of drink in a hand, usually with Eleanor here, some sort of drink on a hand. And we wanted to keep the book quite balanced. So we had wine pairing. So red was for like drama, more serious stories. White was all the funny stories. And bubbly was the embarrassing moments. And then few stories, we also have shot of something which is as strong as bleach, because you need that with some stories. So we kind of wanted to keep the book balanced, that there is like enough all sorts of stories. So look, yeah. I dated a lot, clearly, because I have all different variations for different sorts of wine. I compare each story. But yeah, we think like, and I think it was also like good way to include the reader as well, to show like what type of we would be drinking when we tell the story. So yeah, I really like the uniqueness. And I just love the one story where it's screw the wine, you need a shot of tequila.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah. I feel like I needed a different drink for each story.
100%.
Absolutely. What was your favourite story, Kath? Reading it.
I have like a favourite story and then like two favourite bits. Can I share all three? I'm going to share all three.
Yeah, absolutely.
My favourite story was the really rich guy.
Oh,
because that was just ridiculous. I was like, no way did this actually happen. Like, obviously, I know that like they're your stories, but I was like, that's insane. Like, imagine. And also, I love that you walked out on him, because like he sounded like an arsehole. So
he was, yeah, he was.
That was like, yeah, I was reading it and I was like, this is insane. But yeah, and then my two favourite bits. One is like that you kept bringing up the tiger pictures on Tinder, and that just made me laugh so much.
I actually, it's so funny because I have quite a lot of Instagram followers, guys who have read the book. Literally, it's almost 50-50 guys and girls, which I love.
That's cool.
And it's so funny. I had this guy literally messaging me, I think yesterday, and he was like, and just for your own record, I don't have any tiger photos. And I was like, oh, well done you.
Well done. Yeah. Do you know, when I was like on Bumble like a few months ago, whatever, this something that kept coming up for me was like guys talking about Peep Show in prompts. And I was like, why? Like, and then I tweeted, guys think that Peep Show is a personality, that liking Peep Show is a personality trait on Bumble. And it got so many likes. So obviously, like, other girls have also experienced that. Like, it was just, yeah, I don't know. It just made me think of that. But yeah. And then my other favourite thing was at the start with your little rules learned. And this made me laugh out loud. It's like, don't cry over someone who doesn't know the difference between your and your. Like, you are. I was like, preach.
It's true.
Yeah. What's your favourite bit, Ellie?
Oh my God, there's so many. I actually wrote this down as well. I liked the bit about you not realising that you're on a date, that your brother had set you up to go meet a guy. just because, like, the stories I've heard of your family, just how, like, funny you guys are. I could, yeah. How was that in real life?
Oh, my God. I've never been more bored in my life. Literally. So this guy, I ask, oh, so what do you like to do for fun? And he say, I walk. So, okay. And then I ask him, oh, so do you like your job? No. Oh, so what would you like to do? Music. Oh, so do you do music as a hobby? No. Why not? Too expensive. And funniest thing about this guy, he told me that he moved to Shoreditch because it looked fun. And for fun, he likes to walk.
I love that he ordered more drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He thought it was going well. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, only time he opens his mouth is when the waiter comes. Would you like more drinks? Yes, please. And then I also, I asked him, what drinks would you like? And he was like, I don't mind, whatever you drink. And I was like, okay, well, gin and tonics. And he was like, yeah, that's good. Then we drink this. And I'm like, speed drinking it, like, quickly. And then the waiter comes and he orders new drinks. And he orders same gin and tonic. And then I finish my drink super quickly. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to head out. And he was like, yeah, I'll come with you. And I was like, no, finish your drink. And he was like, I didn't like it anyway.
Is he all right? He's not all right, surely.
Apparently he's a very cool guy.
Maybe he was super nervous.
Your brother said that.
Yeah.
He came recommended by your brother.
Very cool guy.
Oh, God.
I'd be upset if my sister
said
that to me.
Yeah. I'm like, you're wasting my time.
I know.
My other story was just relatable in that I think it, what did I put? What's it called? Spices and bubbles. It's relatable in so many ways. It's the looking up a guy, having Jess, the character, look up the guy, give reel off all the information after a quick stalk on social media, which is something that everyone does. So relatable. I think everyone here can say that they've absolutely done that. It's also the spices and bubbles. We won't ruin the story too much. You have to pick it up and absolutely read it. But it's the continued you eating food and eating more food and having spicy food, and then it's sort of just like, well, coming to a lovely end, which reminded me of a story. A lovely end, not for her, it's not for you so much, but
not for me. Not in the toilet.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, I was mortified, so I was messaging to my friends from a toilet. I was like, girl, help, what can I do? And they were like, there's not much you can do. You have to just walk out. You can't sit in a toilet forever in his place. So,
but everybody, everybody has bowel movements. Like, it's not, people shouldn't be embarrassed, But, yeah, it's a bit mean of him to judge you on that, but... Yeah.
My friend once told me this story about what was it? I don't know the crux, can't remember all of it, but basically it ended with a girl locking herself out of this guy's apartment and her shit was in a bag on top of his kitchen counter. And if I can ever remember the story.
This episode's taking a turn, like, I'm not.
Yes, I don't remember it to the T. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find out, and I'll one day on another episode I'll come back to it. We'll come back round to it.
But yes,
to invite Taro back.
Yes,
we'll invite you back, Taro.
Number two,
and it'll be my second Schadenfreude story for you guys. Yeah.
God, I'm scared.
But yeah, they were. They were like my two that stood out. I thought that were really funny. Also the one where you got the toilet door opened on you while you were at a thing.
Happened to the best of us. It's happened to the best of us.
Yeah, that's true. The hardest part of that is actually that you have to, when your date sees you sitting in toilet butt naked on a date in a restaurant, the hardest part is actually just get all the confidence you have in you and walk out to back to your date. Oh, because you can't really sit in toilet forever and wait to die there. There is no window to climb out. You have to walk out.
You take that main character energy and you walk out of that restaurant.
No, probably now I would because I would be like, a great new story. Let's walk out. That's I'm
this one's going in back number two.
Exactly.
Love it.
Just because you touched on it earlier, you were saying that both girls and guys have read your book. So what can you tell us a bit about the responses from both genders and how it's been received?
Yeah, so it's girls been loving it. And I think the best compliment, which makes me feel the best, is girls who are sending me messages like they get some confidence from it. Or like some girl sent me a message that she actually downloaded Tinder and went on a date after reading it.
Aww.
Yeah, I honestly, it's just so overwhelmingly amazing to read that. And it's strangers. It's not just family and friends. I got strangers sliding into my DMs and saying that, like, it's amazing. Guys, it's been very funny. So for you guys, I know that they bought the book because they are like, oh, I'm going to study about you and about your dating and what do you like. And I'm like, it's not my Tinder portfolio. It's collection of funny stories. Like, it's not my freaking dating CV. So I know some guys just got the book, and then other group of guys got the book because they told it's like educational. So everybody listening, it's not educational at all. So
that is not to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's not educational. But guys been very, very, very surprised by the book, and a lot of them have told me that they actually read it very quickly and really liked it. And that they probably bought it, like, not as a joke, but maybe even way to, like, open up conversation. And since they actually start reading it, and they really, really love it. Actually, one of our top Amazon reviews is from this guy, who I actually know through my Instagram. Like, he's a very, very nice guy. He's been following me for a while. And he's in his 50s. And he read the book, and he absolutely loved it. And he left the most amazing, long, detailed Amazon review. I know.
That's so cute.
So it's been very surprising because we were thinking about the name Girl Get the Wine for a while because we were like, is this gonna exclude all the men? But actually, it hasn't. Like, it's been almost 50-50 men buying it and females buying it, which has been, yeah, it's been really, really amazing feedback.
That's really cool. I really like that. I think it's quite an accessible read, like, I think because it's like short stories almost. I quite like books like that sometimes, because you just dip in and out. You read a story before you go to bed, and then it's like, that story's done, I'm going to go to sleep. And then
yeah.
You read the next one.
Exactly, and that's my type, like, what I like to personally read, because my attention span is quite short. So I made it, like, that type as well. That a lot of people who actually don't really read have read it and really liked it, so yeah, I'm very, very, very
nice. They do say, like, actually a good writer writes a book that is easy to read, because it's way harder to write something that's easy to read than it is to write something that's hard to read, because
I guess
that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah, so did you listen to our double episode on the one?
Yes, I don't think I could do a DNA match with someone.
I mean, we were a bit defined, like, we weren't really sure, were we, Ellie?
Yeah,
like, I don't know, but what did you think about some of the dating apps that we discussed, like the Thursday one, for example, like the one that's only available on Thursdays? Like, would you do that? You already do Tinder Thursdays, so maybe it would be perfect for you.
I was actually thinking that.
Exactly.
I was thinking that, and I think it's a very interesting concept that you can just, it's acceptable only on Thursdays, but I don't think I want that, because I usually want, like, when I'm feeling lonely and I just want to chat with someone, then I go into Tinder or Hinge or Bumble. So if it would be just like the surface, but however, I'm not out here looking for settle down with anyone. Like, that's not in my any future goals. So maybe for people who actually goes in on Thursdays, maybe it shows that they are more serious. So maybe it's a good way to meet the people who are actually more serious and actually looking for something. So I think for personally, yeah, for me, I don't think it would work.
Fair. Maybe it's just people that want to go for a Thursday drink, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Thursday, I want a glass of wine, I'm going to go on Thursdays and get a date.
That's true, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah. What's your favourite dating app then?
I would say Hinge, but actually lately I've been using mainly my Instagram DMs.
Influence life.
but people never reply to my DMs. When I slide into Chris Martin from Coldplay, his DMs, I've been sliding into his DMs since 2017. No reply.
How rude.
How rude. So Chris Martin or Chris Martin's PR team, if you're listening to this, please reply.
Make a girl happy.
I get some dates from a DMs form.
This will be the bit that we soundbite and put on socials. So then we tag him in it and say, Chris Martin, hey.
Oh,
that'll
my
be the
God,
bit we soundbite.
Yes. Yeah. And literally, I've been DMing him like every time it's after 2 a.m. Hi, Chris. So just checking, did you get my invitation for the date? Just at 2 a.m. on Saturday morning, I pretend that he would actually ever say yes. Like,
dream big, you know?
I will dream big. One day.
Yeah, one day. Oh, yeah.
And then the FNC list, the fuck no clowns list, was great.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love that. Document your clowns. Make sure you never forget the lessons you've learned. It helps you guys in the book, the characters, be held accountable for past mistakes so they don't make them again. Has there ever been a situation in real life or in the next book where anyone's had to buy a round of drinks because they went back to a clown on the list?
Well, this clown actually didn't make it to this list, but book two, I think he definitely gonna be on book two list. And unfortunately, I'm gonna put my hands up and I did it. I went back to one of, I know, I'm sorry. It was a weak moment. I went back. I went back to a clown and I would like to make public apology. So it was this guy. I think maybe Elle, you might remember him, but we went on a date and it was really, really nice. And then we went on a second date and that was around my birthday a few years ago. And for my birthday, he organized this most amazing picnic. So he bought all these treats from Finland that I didn't even know you can get anywhere in London. And he set up this most amazing picnic. I know. Like, he literally researched the best treats from Finland. And he, yeah, I know. And then we went for a nice picnic. And then from that, we actually started dating. So we dated from August, September, October. And November, he passed away. AKA he ghosted me. He disappeared on Earth. He disappeared completely. Nothing. He never replied to my last message. Nothing. Literally nothing. And I was like, oh, well, here we go. But then, so we obviously put him to the FNC list. He went there. He was one of the top leaders of the list. Then it was around, I think actually, Elle, you were at my place. It was around December. Friday or Saturday night, he messaged me and he sent me this long ass message and he was like, hey, I'm sorry, there's been a lot of happening, I didn't message you back. And what my dumb ass did, the next weekend I got drunk and I just Ubered to his place. Yep, I Ubered to his place. Well, we had a movie night and then I went home and never heard from him.
No.
Yep.
Yes. Hate men. I don't hate men. I just hate that man and the other ones who do the same thing.
Yeah. No, like, it's easy just to say, hey, listen, actually, changed my mind. I don't want to see you. I'm sorry I let you on. All the best. Thank you very much. Good luck. No, never heard from him.
It's not that hard. Like, we talk about this in our ghost episode, and read ghosts because, like, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, it's really just not hard to message and just be like, you know what? Actually not into you anymore. Like,
exactly.
I'm not going to lose that much sleep over you. Like, just message
me. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. You can call. What do you expect me to do? Like, race you down on the street and, like, attack you?
I know, I don't know what they expect. Like, do they expect people to just, like, go crazy or something? I don't, it's just weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, went to back in, but never again. Never again.
It's okay, we forgive you. Actually, we accept your public apology.
Thank you.
Actually, speaking of, I have some, I need some advice. And I haven't told you this, Taru, and I told you Kath the other day. So I don't want to ghost the guy, but also it's a bit awkward. The other day, yes, because
you have to ghost this guy. It's not even ghosting, Ellie. It's just protecting. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
So it's okay. So on Saturday, I was going to Streatham for a 30th birthday party. And when I was on the train from Victoria, a guy got on the carriage and he sat in front of me, right? The whole time I was on there for 20 minutes, he didn't say anything, he didn't do anything. He was on the phone to somebody. I'm looking out the window. I might have glanced in his direction occasionally, but you're like, you're on the train, where else are you going to look? So when I get off at Streatham, I get up, I take the flowers, I go to walk off the train, I glance back behind me to see if there's anything on the seat, and this guy is staring, like, intensely at me, just, like, full on staring, and I'm like, is it me he's looking at? Is it somebody else? Is there something on my face? So I turn back to the carriage doors, and then I go, I'm going to have another look, and I turn back behind me, and he's still staring at me, and I'm like, this is weird. So I ignore it, I get off the carriage, I walk out of the station, to the main road, cross the main road, I get halfway down my friend's street, to go to the pub, and I went to go take my iPhone out or whatever to change my music or check directions, and I feel someone grab me from behind, and I turn around and it's the guy from the train, and he's like, hey, so sorry, I mean, I didn't mean to make you jump, but I just had to get off the train and talk to you. Like, he got off at the last minute before the doors closed to get off, and he chased me down the road just to speak to me, and it literally scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh, okay, hi, you didn't have to do that. He was like, oh yeah, I've missed my train, I'm going to go get another one. And I was like, I didn't make you do that. I gave you no signs to do that. You got off your train. Mm-hmm. Not, I didn't tell you to. So I was talking to him for 10 minutes, and I think he was trying to, like, make me go for a drink, but I actually had places to be, so I was just like, oh, you can take my number. Oh god, my mum's calling me, sorry guys. It just won't stop. So I was just like, just take my number, it's fine. And he's been messaging me. The first message I got was at midnight, like a day later. I was like, I'm not texting anyone that's gonna text me at midnight. Who do they think I am? He's messaged me again, and he's just like, let me know if this is not into you. I get that I made you jump. And I was just like, oh, so I don't know what to do. Can I have some advice from the dating guru?
I reckon he sounds a bit creepy.
Yeah,
like, especially if he's messaging you a lot and you don't give him much back, because knowing your message pattern, you freaking never reply. I'm so jealous for you, Kat, because in one of your episodes you were like, oh yeah, we talk every day, and I was like, please to me once per month.
She has to talk to me. We literally
so
she
jealous.
Has to talk to me. She's obliged.
So jealous. I was like, nice one.
I'll just, every day I'll be like, have you replied to Taru?
Yeah, you need to, because I have always something like absolutely nonsense, like, oh, guess what I did today, and it's something boring.
But no, I think because if you haven't given him like any like green light, I think just block him. Because it sounds a bit creepy, especially if he keeps messaging you and you haven't really given him anything. If you have like chatted nicely, just be like, hey, sorry, I'm actually not interested. Because it's okay to change your mind. You can give your number to someone, then think about it later, and you can be like, actually, no, I don't want to. It doesn't mean you need to marry this guy, you know? Like, you are allowed to change your mind. Even if you go on a nice first date with someone, and in a date you are like, yeah, I will see you again, you are okay to change your mind.
Yeah, I haven't.
You just have to not ghost.
Bog standard.
I would say, though, Ellie, this is like, I don't think you'd be ghosting him at this point. Like, his behaviour was weird and
exactly.
not really acceptable.
Exactly.
Like, it's not really acceptable to chase a girl down the street and grab them.
Exactly.
To, like, say hello. Like, he should have said something to you on the train. Like,
exactly.
If he wanted to talk to
you. Well, I understand that because I fall in love with so many people in my train. And, now I fall in love because I cycle to work every day and I cycle the same route. So there's the same cyclist coming past. And I love this one guy. So every morning I time that I leave exactly the same time that I get to the same corner where I always meet him. And last few mornings he completely ignored me, but this morning he smiled back. I was like, yeah. And I bear in mind, I usually have raincoat and purple helmet, like super tight, so I don't look very good. So I understand him, like maybe he was just like, okay, just do it, like you're never going to see him again. But if he's being a bit pushy after, no, just, and like Kat said, you are not ghosting him. Like if you haven't given him anything, like just... You need to take care of your safety first if he's a bit creepy.
True. Yeah, fair.
True that.
Thank you, guys.
Well,
thank you for your help.
We got some advice.
Thank you both for your helps. Very appreciated. Much appreciated, should I say.
You're welcome.
So we normally talk about like what we're reading and that sort of thing right at the end of the episode. So I know you've already kind of mentioned it, but... like, what are you reading at the moment? What's your next book? Like, any recommendations?
Well,
that sort of thing.
The last book I read was Everything I Know About Love, also from Jolly. I love the ending. I think the ending, because I was reading it and I was like, okay, yeah, it's a nice book. Like, it's a nice read, but the ending, like, just pull it together so nicely. It's just like such a... It's just a book that makes you in such a good mood when you finish it. So I really,
yeah,
really like that. And yeah, now from your recommendation, I just ordered Coast. And that's going to be, because I'm flying out tomorrow, so that's going to be my airport read. So I'm very, very excited about that. But to be honest, I haven't really read much this summer because now the lockdown ended, I've been living this mindset that live every day like it's your last. So I'm out and about.
Very lucky I've caught you then before you fly.
Yeah, I'm going out after this, so
yeah. Well, there you go. Lucky us. Yeah, thanks so much for coming on our podcast, like literally spending your time with us on this lovely Wednesday evening.
This was a lot of fun, so thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
If anyone wants to find where you are anywhere else, where can they find you? What social media platforms? It's your opportunity to plug whatever it is that you have going on.
Yep. So I'm in Instagram, drop that trash. Because if you have any trash in your life, you just need to drop it. People are always... So actually, I get some quite a few DMs from men being like, oh, you should change your Instagram name because it looks like drop that rash. And I was like, if you would have rash, wouldn't you want to drop it? Like, it works. It still works. Like, drop that rash. I would want to drop it a rash. And then the guys are like, yeah, good point. Exactly. So, yeah, drop that trash on Instagram. So, there you find me with my funny photos and, yeah, a lot of dating jokes and DM screenshots.
Love it. It's a really good account. Definitely recommend following.
Thank you.
And to all of our bookish babies, our bookish We'll see you again next time. If you like this bonus episode, let us know who else you would recommend coming on and having an indie book chat with but open suggestions. And we'd love to do it again for sure. And we'll see you again next time.
Yay.
Okay, girls. Bye. Bye.
And that's the app. If you like the episode, please leave us a lovely review, subscribe and share with your friends, and we'll love you forever. Follow us on socials at We Are Bookish Pod. Thanks for listening.